This is Engaging the Community, a monthly discussion with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Michelle Skaliski. Since the Missouri legislative session ended fairly recently, I thought this would be a good time to look back at how Missouri State University fared. Remind us of the cuts that Missouri State had initially anticipated and the plan the Board of Governors approved to address that shortfall.
So, tough year this year financially for us, in part because of revenue shortfalls the state was experiencing. And so upon the governor being sworn in, one of his first acts was to do a withholding where the university lost $6.5 million in the current budget year. And then when he rolled his budget out in February, there was a proposed 9% cut to all of the 2- and 4-year schools, and as well all of the some of our money we get designated for specific programs. We call those line items. So, for example, the pharmacy program, the mechanical engineering program, University of Missouri has a med school in Springfield. All of those items were zeroed out. So we were starting the session in a very tough place. So we've been working very hard on the budget, gotten lots of input literally from dozens and dozens of folks and all our constituent groups on and off campus. And we've worked with and gotten the input of our board all the way through. We'll present the budget to them at the June meeting, which is just around the corner. We've unfortunately had to eliminate about 30 positions on campus. 8 of those resulted in layoffs, and that's never fun to do. The non-academic areas have all sustained cuts of about 5%, and our goal, frankly, was to protect our academic side as much as we can. That's what we do. It's our most important mission. And so we did about a 1.2% cut on the academic areas. About half of that comes from restructuring an incentive program for faculty, and about half comes from some other kinds of operating cuts. And so we think we'll be in a position to manage this. We've been helped by the fact that we've had significant enrollment growth, and so that brings in additional money, although it comes with additional responsibilities and work. So we're in a position to manage those cuts. You know, we're looking forward next year. We hope there'll be a different approach that the state uses to fund higher education because, frankly, it's important for the economic development of our state, and it's important to create jobs. And we think the mission of higher education is obviously one that needs to be funded at a significant level, not continue to sustain reductions.
When you were deciding how to address the anticipated 9% cut in state funding, how important was it to not put too much burden on the students?
Yeah, you know, affordability has been one of our guiding principles and remained one this year. We wanted to make sure that we did everything we could to be as efficient as we could, to eliminate things that were not essential either to the student experience or to our academic mission. And so we were able to manage the cut with only a 2.1% or an inflationary increase for the majority of our students, our in-state undergraduates, and that was important. And so, you know, the budget cut that we planned to deal with was about a $7.5 million cut for this year. Less than half of that comes through tuition increases, and significantly more than half comes through a variety of reductions and eliminations.
Now, you received some good news toward the end of the session that cuts to the Missouri State budget wouldn't be as large as expected. The final budget bill passed by the legislature included a 6.58% cut in core funding for the university rather than the 9% cut proposed by Governor Eric Greitens. What might be done with the $2.1 million that's now available due to the smaller cut in state funding?
So I don't want to get ahead of myself because the governor hadn't signed that bill into law yet. There are still opportunities for withholding and vetoes of a variety of things, but we're hopeful that he will. And if we assume for a minute that that's going to be the reduction, a part of that result was from two things, I would say. The good work of our team and all of higher education lobbying our legislature to restore some of that money and making the case that the funding of higher education is important, both for affordability of students as well as for the work that we do in educating our students. The budget we'll present to the board does have the 9% cut. And so if, in fact, the smaller cut is signed into law by the governor, what we hope to do is do a mid-year compensation increase for our faculty and staff. our employees are not are underpaid, frankly. And one of the things the board has worked really hard for in the 6 years that I've been president is to increase and to catch up some on that compensation. This would be the first year we were not able to do an across-the-board raise, and we haven't been able to do a variety of other kinds of things we typically do to work to increase the pay of our best employees. So I would hope that with this money, we've already made those cuts, and so we'll put that money back into our people. Our board's very supportive of that. And so as soon as we see that this is going to be the cut that's signed into law and that this is going to be our budget, then we'll be working to increase compensation. If we don't do that, you know, morale declines and we lose our best people. We can't expect our people to work for less money next year than they're working for this year. And that's what they're doing if we don't at least do the cost of living increase to keep up with inflation.
Well, thank you, President Smart.
Thank you, Michelle.
You've been listening to Engaging the Community on Ozarks Public Radio.